You for an amazing season, Houston Strong.
This is Jules Rice from the Harris County Houston Sports Authority. Thanks for giving us such an amazing year. Go Astros!
This is Ken with Texas Star Grill Shop. Congratulations, Houston Astros, on an amazing season. Thanks for the memories.
Woo!
Oh, I love it!
Congratulations, The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? What to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. Here's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975, you can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. Pretty much missed mostly Texans talk. I think that was about it. That and suicide pool talk, which we're down to 3 out of 100.
You, me, and some other dude.
Yeah. So the Blitz has a 67% chance of winning this thing is what it amounts to.
Yeah.
So when you get down to 3, it's like a poker tournament. You want to win the damn thing. Just for pride's sake, of course. All right, this is where we go through all the other games that happened yesterday. And we will start in Landover, Maryland, where the Vikings beat the Redskins 38-30, got out to a big lead. Keenum did not have a great second half, kind of let the Redskins back in it, but Washington unable to get it done. And I'm not sure what to make of the Redskins. I keep thinking they're close to being a good team.
Redskins can't run the ball.
They can't run the ball, and they're just inconsistent in the passing game too. When Cousins is on, they do really well. When not,
you like that?
No, I don't like that.
No,
5 in a row for the Vikings though, who were playing very good football. I like this team. I like how it's built. And you know, if Keenum can keep being a functional quarterback, they're going to keep winning.
Yep.
49ers 31, Giants
finally
21. The 49ers are off the schneid.
Man. And now the Browns have control of that first pick.
Yeah, so they get to make the first mistake on the quarterback.
Yeah. If I'm the Niners, I'm like, I'll let the – that maybe they did this on purpose. Let's lose a game. Let the Browns pick the bad one. We'll take whatever's left. Take our chances.
Yeah.
No, you could tell the Niners are getting closer and closer.
I think they're going to win 3 or 4 games.
I think so, too. I know you probably think I'm biased, but they are so well coached. Shanahan has just got that. He's got that team believing in themselves. They just don't have players.
Yeah.
As soon as they get good players, they're going to be a real force. But I mean, for a team with C.J. Beathard at quarterback, it's going to be rough.
I assume that after the break, it's going to be Jimmy Garoppolo, though.
Yeah.
You would assume.
One of the cool moments though was Marquise Goodwin, who is one of the nicest guys you'll meet. And he lost his son over the weekend, like their newborn son. Yeah. And he went out and played and caught an 83-yard touchdown. You could tell he was emotional about it, and that was a really cool moment. But I'm glad the Niners got off the winless list. They don't deserve to be there. They've been close so many times, but that's got to be a good feeling for them.
They should have 3 or 4 wins.
They should,
to be honest. But good win for them. Happy to see it. Saints continue to roll. They go into Buffalo, and I thought the Bills might give them trouble in this game, and that was one of the games I thought about betting the Buffalo, and boy, I'm glad I didn't, because the Saints just housed them.
Man,
and
I again, almost...
Sorry, go ahead.
I don't know why I didn't believe in Buffalo this weekend. Well, now I know why, but they're just not very good. They're not... Tyrod Taylor's not as good as everyone thought he was. The offensive line is meh. LeSean McCoy is the best thing they got going for him, and he can't do it all by himself. They're fool's gold, as usual. And the Saints are pretty good.
And the Saints are winning football games completely different than you would have thought. You thought it's Drew Brees putting up a bunch of numbers, a bad defense. No, they're running the ball very well.
Running the ball and playing defense.
And making plays. And that's why they're winning football games. And I like the way they look right now because, you know, at some point they're going to need Drew Brees to have a big game to win. But they haven't had to. He hasn't had to go nuts.
No.
He didn't do much yesterday. That's a good thing. Steelers beat the Colts.
Although he is throwing. Remember we were talking about percentages?
Yeah.
70% completion this year.
It's pretty good.
Like, but that's what happens when you can run the ball.
Right.
You know?
Steelers beat the Colts 20-17. Chris Boswell with the late field goal. And fourth straight win for the Steelers. But, boy, they look bad most of this game. I just don't think Ben Roethlisberger's the same player. I just don't see it anymore. This is a game where they should have feasted. They should have put up a lot of points. And he's throwing picks and missing receivers. I don't know. They still won, but it feels like a loss to me.
Yeah, they got the win. It looked like they were going to lose, and I wouldn't have complained if they had. But the Colts, I've been saying this, the Colts aren't as crappy as everybody thinks they are. Jacoby Brissett's, he's playing pretty well. He's not garbage. And they relied heavily on Frank Gore yesterday. Frank Gore ran well, and they weren't way behind, so it was okay. The Steelers caught them late, and the Steelers are a better team than the Colts, but I don't know if the Steelers are as good as everyone seems to think they are. I think there's a little bit of fool's gold with them, too.
Well, that's like what I keep saying about them, just like the Patriots. I expect them to get better as the season goes on and correct all this stuff. I'm not seeing it, though. I'm not seeing that improvement, and I'm starting to wonder if maybe that offense just is not going to get back to where it was. And without it, I don't think they can win a Super Bowl. I don't think they can get there. I don't think they'll get past the Patriots again. Packers go in and beat the Bears 23-16. Brett Hundley, 212 and a touchdown. Nick Perry had three sacks. And basically, Bears with the worst, maybe the worst challenge in the history of football to cost themselves points.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
That was just awful. And I got to say, it probably cost them a chance to win the game.
Yep.
So I don't know what they were thinking there. Titans 24, Bengals 20.
Titans tried to lose this game.
Yeah, they did.
Luckily, the Bengals are really horrible.
Bengals are going to bingle.
Yeah, and they let the Titans get back in there. But, it wasn't the best game for Mariota. It was, you know, it wasn't the best game for the Titans in general. Corey Davis, man, I like Corey Davis a lot. I'm glad to see him on the field finally. But he's running with the ball like it's, you know, like it's got a handle on it, and he reaches out for the goal line and fumbles into the end zone, and it's a touchback, or that game's a different score.
I hate that touchback rule.
What should it be, though?
I think you should the offense should get the ball where they fumbled it out of bounds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it just seems like it doesn't even fit with what the rest of the rules of the game are.
Yeah, I don't know what the right thing is. I mean, I don't know that you should just fumble and have no penalty for it.
If the other team doesn't recover it, if you fumble out of bounds, it goes back to where you lost the ball. What's the difference here? It goes to the end zone?
That's true.
I think that's too punitive, but that's just me. Regardless, four straight wins for the Titans. And I think, obviously, it's down to the Titans and Jags, but I think this Titans team, if they can keep Mariota healthy, I think they win the division. Much as I like the Jags at every position except for one.
Yeah.
Although.
Chargers should have won that game.
Chargers should have won that game. I mean, Jags win at 20-17 in overtime. Chargers did cover, though.
The Chargers did cover. I was so scared they weren't going to. That was my healthiest investment of the weekend, and I really, really needed it. But when it went to overtime, I was certain there was going to be a touchdown for the Jags, and that was just going to be the end of it. But, that's it. The Chargers are one of those teams I just don't understand. They're not as crappy as their record, and I watched them, and I'm like, they're pretty good. But at the end of the day, they're still 3-5.
They're one of those teams that finds a way to lose. We always talk about how winning teams find ways to win in these games, and losing teams find ways to lose. The Colts, very similar, found a way to lose against the Steelers. Steelers found a way to win. Chargers found a way to lose against the Jaguars. The Chargers were the better team most of the afternoon.
Yeah.
They really were. It doesn't mean they're the better team overall.
No.
But they were the better team on this day, and the Jaguars got it done. And they got it done having to depend on Blake Bortles a little bit.
We're pretty certain now the Texans are the worst team in the AFC South, right?
Yeah. I don't think there's any
doubt. After watching, the Colts almost win, the Jags and Titans both
win. Well, the Colts came in here and beat them.
Yeah.
So I think that's your tiebreaker right there.
Okay.
Lions 38, Browns 24.
Oh, this was another one. I thought the Browns were going to pull it out. The Lions took a long time to get started in this game.
Yep, and then, of course, they
turned back into the Browns. And a lot of it was Kaiser got hurt, and Kaiser was playing the best game of his career. And he goes out, and Cody Kessler just couldn't keep the momentum going. But the Lions, they could not afford to lose that game.
No.
You know, they're trying to keep pace. With the Packers down and out, the Lions have a legit shot at making the playoffs. They can't afford to lose games to the Browns, so this was a big win for them.
Yeah, and it was a big win for me because that's who I used in the suicide pool. So that's when they were down 24-17, I'm like, oh, this is gonna suck because the obvious play was to take the Rams. But I thought, you know what? If I get by with the Lions here, and I've got those three teams left, I like my chances with the Patriots and Chiefs. Probably give you a hint who I might take this week since I have them available. Buccaneers beat the Jets 15-10. This was one of the ugliest games. We talked about
That's
it before.
Horrible
it was
going
to be a horrible game to watch. It was a horrible game. There's nothing to say about that game. Patriots 41, Donkey 16.
Man. I mean, that's listen, it's Tom Brady versus Brock Osweiler. What do you expect? But we've been for years and years, the Broncos have been a great defense. They run the ball well, and whoever's at quarterback is just not getting in the way. They can't run the ball now. Their defense isn't very good. What is this team? What are they?
They're the Denver version of the Texans is what they are.
Kind of.
Same record.
Yeah.
I think they're the exact same thing. They're a team that had a good defense, whose offense has just been so putrid that after a while, the defense can't carry you. You're done.
Salary aside, let's pretend like the money's not an object. Would you feel better if you're a Texan fan with Brock Osweiler at quarterback or Tom Savage?
I feel the same way about both of them. I just don't feel like I can win with either guy. I think they're both net negatives.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, even when Brian Hoyer was here, he'd have games.
Brian Hoyer's a serviceable NFL quarterback.
Yeah, a backup. He's a serviceable backup quarterback.
He's a spot starter.
If you had to throw in there.
It's not the worst case.
Right.
You know, and that's what that's the ideal. And listen, the NFL now, there's not 32 good quarterbacks in the NFL.
I don't think there's 16 good quarterbacks.
Some teams don't have good quarterbacks at all. See local, but if you're fortunate enough to have a backup that you feel like can come in and win you a game in a pinch, man, what a blessing that is. And we're starting to see, I mean, look at the Packers, look at the Texans. Like, what happens to your team when you don't have a serviceable backup quarterback? It is nightmarish. Even if you're a pretty good team, it can be a disaster.
It wouldn't have taken much for them to be able to beat the Colts if they'd had any kind of decent quarterback play.
Yeah.
And 19 of 44 is not decent quarterback play by any stretch.
Jacoby Brissett, significantly better than Tom Savage.
Yeah, and it's hard to watch. That is a good question. How many actual, what you would call serviceable quarterbacks are there in the league these days? And Cowboys, boy, that was one of the, that was a game I actually bet, so I feel pretty stupid today. Bet on the Cowboys.
Well,
I knew I was dead at halftime, especially when for some reason they just kept leaving Green out there to try to block Claiborne. What the hell was that? That was just a disaster.
Yeah, the Cowboys just didn't look comfortable, and Dak didn't look like himself. I'm not going out and saying, I know there was a lot of people who were like, oh, Dak without Zeke Elliott, he's lost. I'm not going that far, but Dak clearly he had one of his worst games, and not all of it was on Dak. I think the offensive line
got sacked eight times.
Yeah, didn't help.
Yeah.
But a lot of it was he was holding on to the ball too long in a lot of those situations. So they're in a weird spot. I still think the Cowboys are okay. And I think, you know, with the talent that the Falcons have, we had to expect that eventually they were going to, you know, come out and actually play some football. and they picked the right time to do it. Although they went basically that whole game without Devontae Freeman.
Yeah.
And they say he's doubtful for next week. So I don't know what they're gonna look like going forward.
All right. There you go. That's the league. And got another game tonight. Boy, I don't know about you. I can't wait for Dolphins Panthers.
I'm not watching the game tonight, I don't think.
I
need to see. Well, I've got to watch it for fantasy purposes. But other than that, I don't want to watch that game. I want a night off from football.
I want to talk about that when we come back. But if you don't want a night off, you want to get some action, you know where to go. My bookie. Holiday cash. You need it, and I know where to get it. My bookie's the place to score serious cash. You can start tonight. The holidays are just around the corner, and that means plenty of parties, gifts, and spending. Also means there's lots of football, basketball, hockey. You can score big on every day. Horse racing, too. They got a great race book. And now's your time. And where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. And if you want to make money betting the games, you got to go to mybookie.ag. Only site I use these days, and I trust them, but you don't have to take my word for it. Just check them out for yourself. Odds on every matchup, a mobile site that makes wagering on your smartphone a breeze. I love that. I'm able to make bets from anywhere now. Join now. MyBookie's going to match your deposit with up to a 50% bonus. Use promo code FRED to activate the offer. That's right, promo code FRED. You want to get in on the game tonight? 50% bonus, promo code FRED on your initial deposit. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. That's MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and race book. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
He let no shoe shine.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. A lot of people keep asking about Braxton Miller. Would it really be that awful of an idea?
That's what I was saying. I don't know if... I mean, you get zero from Braxton Miller at wide receiver.
Yeah, he's
so easy. It's not like you're taking away from that. I can't see what I don't know that it would work, but it can't. I mean, Tom Savage doesn't work, and I think T.J. Yates would be the same thing. At least with Miller, he's mobile enough that the offensive line maybe looks less crappy.
Yeah, I'm not sure that he can throw the football, frankly.
Yeah, maybe
and that,
not.
And that's probably why they haven't tried it.
Then don't throw.
Well, but even when they've run him out there in the Wildcat, he hasn't thrown the football.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see that at least a little bit before I could say, yeah, I might want to see him try that. 713-780-ESPN. So you're footballed out? You're not going to?
I don't think I want to watch tonight.
I did take some time to get caught up on movies this weekend.
I want to watch Stranger Things. I haven't even got a chance to watch it yet.
That's next weekend. But I finally saw Spider-Man Homecoming. Liked it. I saw Dark Tower. Better than advertised. Not super great, but better than advertised. And I saw War for the Planet of the Apes.
I saw that too.
Absolutely awful.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
No, and I tried watching it again stoned, and it was worse.
No, so, I usually like those Apes movies, and it wasn't very
good. I love all the Planet of the Apes movies, and I thought with Woody Harrelson in this, man, I was so fired up about it, and it just was bad. Bad. Tom Savage, bad.
Bad ape.
Bad ape. Let's grab James. What's up, James?
Hey, sports you guys, man.
Hey, sports, James.
Hey, I wanted my friend, a good buddy of mine, we've been friends for a long time, and we'd been watching football for a long time. We got into a discussion, and we were like comparing Hall of Fame quarterbacks, like super, super awesome albums of like super mega groups, you know, just the albums that really made a difference, like to music. And then we got to talking about like, man, the same thing that ruined music, you know, these owners of record labels that thought they knew how to like manage people and how to produce hits and stuff. We feel like the same thing happened to the NFL, and it's just like everybody started, even with college, it's like people started figuring out, hey, we know how to make money. Let's make money. Let's make money. Let's make money. And they're not really concentrating on the product, because like even in college, they're not coaching for Sunday. They're coaching for Saturday, you know? And they're developing players, and you guys touched on it, like even high school, like the high school quarterbacks, they're not being coached, you know, for the next level. They're just being coached so these high school coaches can get jobs, and the school districts can make money and stuff. And we just thought, man, it would be cool if like some sports writers just broke down all the data and came out with a book. And I said, man, I bet you Fred Fowler, man, if he could put a team of sports writers together to come up with that data and write, man, just a really in-depth topic about like just like the money cycle is just a driver in really ruining the game.
I don't really understand. Maybe I'm slow, Fred. What's he talking about?
Yeah, I'm having a hard time seeing the comparison there. But
I mean, you need money.
Well, no, but I kind of think I know what he's talking about. But in reality, I'll be perfectly honest, I've got like 10 projects lined up. I couldn't do anything like that right now. That would be 10 years down the road.
I must be a moron. I have no idea what he was talking
about. I kind of get what he's saying, but it's not something right now. It's like I've had 3 people try to pitch me on projects in the last week, and it's kind of like, guys, I've got 10 of them lined up that I have to get done first. So, you know, come see me after that, man. I'm honestly, I think I'm pretty much booked on writing projects until I'm 60 years old. And that's not an exaggeration. So, man, I'm looking at these starting quarterbacks. You tell me, would you consider these guys functional, garbage, or you can win with them?
Okay.
Those are your 3. Jimmy Garoppolo. So
like you're talking about, like, could win a Super Bowl with him?
I think you could make the playoffs and win a playoff game.
And by functional, you mean that's like a respectable guy. Like,
yeah.
You're not going to embarrass yourself, but you're probably not winning a Super Bowl.
Right.
Okay.
And then garbage.
Okay, let's play.
So I would say C.J. Beathard, but I'm assuming it's going to be Garoppolo in San Francisco.
I don't think we know on either of those guys.
Okay, incomplete.
Yeah.
Brisket in Indy.
Functional.
Kizer in Cleveland.
Garbage. And it's probably too early to say that. Maybe he gets better. Maybe this is his golf year.
Yeah, but I think he's garbage.
He doesn't look good.
Trubisky.
Another incomplete. But
I'm leaning garbage on him.
I'm leaning garbage as well.
Josh McCown.
He's a functional.
Functional.
Like, yeah, he should be a backup. Ideally, right. He would be a backup.
Tom Savage, we know, garbage.
Garbage.
Andy Dalton.
For the longest time, I would have said functional. Now, I don't know. I mean, he's...
He plays, you know what? He plays like a backup quarterback. He's basically throwing in that Josh McCown, well, Ryan Fitzpatrick box.
The one category I know he doesn't fit into is you can win with him.
Right.
He's not winning a Super Bowl.
Blake Bortles.
He's functional.
Somewhere in between functional and garbage is what he is. He's functional with the lead.
Yeah.
He's garbage without it. Where would you put Eli now?
Functional. I mean, he's not good enough to win with the team that he's got. If he had a better team around him, maybe. I don't think that's going to change at this point.
I think at this point, we just have to admit the guy hasn't been able to play for several years.
He's not what he was. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll go functional. He's not. You're not going out there and embarrassing yourself with Eli, but he's not winning you anything anymore, I don't think.
Carson Palmer?
He's hurt, so it's hard to tell. I mean, at the beginning of the season, I would have said he's a guy I think you can win with, but now, I don't know.
Tyrod Taylor?
Functional.
Kirk Cousins?
Functional.
Carson Wentz?
Incomplete, but I tend to think you can win with that guy. Yeah.
Russell Wilson, we know you can win with.
You can win with.
Dak?
I think you can win with Dak.
Jared Goff? Still incomplete.
I'll still put him in the functional for now.
Cam Newton?
Man, we're talking about a guy who's been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, you almost have to put him in that category.
I just don't know.
Jameis Winston.
Mentally, he's so weak. Cam is physically so capable of greatness, but he's so mentally weak.
But he's been there before, so I think you got to give it to him.
He got there and lost.
Yeah. Jameis Winston.
Jameis, I think incomplete, I'd lean towards he's going to be able to win.
I'm going to lean towards he's going to be functional.
But right with this team, I think functional might be his limit.
Flacco.
I mean, if we're saying that Cam can win, I mean, Flacco's won.
Yeah. Now, going forward with either of those guys, I don't think they're going to win another one.
I don't think so either.
Jay Cutler.
I mean, he's functional.
Garbage. Marcus Mariota.
Oh, come on, dude.
Marcus Mariota.
Marcus Mariota, I think you're going to be able to win with eventually.
Minnesota, I don't know whether – well, Bradford's out, so it's either going
to
be –
I think all three of those guys fall in the same category to me.
Yeah. I do think that – well, I need to see – Bridgewater hadn't played in a year and a half.
Well, I don't expect Bridgewater to come back and be, like, suddenly better than he was ever going to be before.
No, but I see, this is where I have a real problem because – I had said at the time, this is going to be Teddy Bridgewater's breakout year.
Yeah.
Year three, he's going to become an elite quarterback.
It's the same. I mean, he was the same year that Derek Carr broke out.
Yeah, and I think that was, I believe that was going to happen. And now I don't know, but I still think he has that potential. But you never know until you get back out there and see how he looks. Anybody for the Broncos? Simeon, Osweiler.
I think all trash.
I'm going to go with all garbage. Paxton Lynch, I'd like to see more of, but I thought he could play, but from what I'm hearing, he's lazy. He doesn't put any effort. Drew Brees, we know.
Yeah.
Phillip Rivers.
Functional.
Just functional?
Yeah. If Phillip Rivers could win a Super Bowl, he would have done it already.
Maybe. They ran into some pretty good teams when he had Tomlinson, though. They were good. Roethlisberger, going forward, I don't know anymore, but yeah, you got to put him in there.
I mean, he's in the same boat as Eli and Joe Flacco. Like, they're still functional going forward, but they've won before, so it's hard to knock them.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford.
God, he's another one. I want to say you can win with him, but
yeah,
he's probably what Jay Cutler was when Jay Cutler was at his best. Like, he'll put up big numbers, and he can throw the ball to the moon, and you get excited because you're like, man, this guy can do some things. But at the end of the day, he's just going to be functional.
Alex Smith?
I think Alex Smith is an interesting one, especially with the way we're playing this game, because I think Alex Smith can win where he's at. I think Alex Smith on almost any other team, I would say functional.
What if Phillip Rivers were on the Chiefs? Would he be that guy for you?
I think Phillip Rivers could win on the. Well, here's the difference between Phillip Rivers and Alex Smith, though. Alex Smith is so careful with the football.
Yeah, Phillip Rivers.
Rivers is the opposite of careful with the football. So that's tough.
Matt Ryan got him there last year, so I think it's safe to say he'd be
Matt Ryan. You can win with
Aaron Rodgers. You can win with Tom Brady. You can win with
obviously
Derek Carr.
I think Derek Carr. You can win with.
I think you're right. I'm not 100% sold yet.
Yeah, he's in the Mariota, like those kind of guys to me.
He's in that next
But I mean, group. God, he was an MVP candidate last year.
Yeah, he was.
I think he's going to be. And granted, this year isn't the best follow-up, at least so far. But that whole team is struggling. But I still think Derek Carr's a player.
Yeah, I think they maybe matured a little too fast. I don't want to say matured. That's not the right word. I think they arrived a little too early last year.
Yeah.
They were probably – it's probably next year is when they were supposed to be that. But if he's healthy – and he wasn't healthy early in the year. That's why I don't think he was playing very well.
All right. Two for Tuesday. Guys, coming up on Tuesday, your first place Houston Rockets host Fred's favorite team, the Toronto Raptors, Tuesday night at Toyota Center. Fred will be there in a giant dinosaur costume, and you can be there too. Two for Tuesday. Two tickets, two large beers or souvenir sodas, two Rockets run as one koozies, and packages start as low as $49. Doors open up at 6. Go to rockets.com or call 713-627-DUNK to get your tickets today. And obviously, the Rockets are a monster right now. The best team in the conference and continuing to feast. They beat the Cavs over the weekend, beat the Pacers. They are 11-3 right now. You want to get on this while you still can. Get tickets while you can. 713-627-DUNK or rockets.com for tickets now. And remember, two for Tuesday coming up on Tuesday night against the Raptors.
Some hoops, wanna get my body loose, wanna tell you what to do. I've been running out of breath like an animal struggling, looking for a diamond. I'm trying, I'm fighting.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. People, when are you going to talk college football? We'll dive into the college football 6 o'clock hour when we invite our sports map listeners in. Because I'm told they're all college football fans. We talked a little bit about the Saints, but it's not just that they're winning games. They're crushing teams right now.
Oh, yeah.
During the current 7-game win streak, the average score, 33-14.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty impressive. And, I know that was one of the takeaways from yesterday for me is just how dominant they've been during this win streak. And it's one of those things, you watch those first two games, their defense was just terrible. They were getting lit up by Sam Bradford.
Yep.
And they turn it around. So good for them.
Yeah, and my guess is they keep it rolling against the Redskins. And then after that, we get a game that I'm kind of waiting for to be a sort of an indicator of who's really good and who's pretty good when the Saints play the Rams.
Yeah.
Because those are two teams that I'm slow to buy into completely, that they're, you know, their records say they're great. I just don't know if I buy it. So when we see those two guys play a week from next Sunday, so it's 2 weeks from yesterday, I think we'll really have an idea on both of them.
Yeah, that'll be a hell of a game.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they. I think the Rams are fraudulent. I think they're. I guess deep down, I'm still not sold on Jared Goff.
That's where I'm at. Yeah,
he shows you flashes, and you think, okay, that's why they drafted him. But
the Rams are good defensively. They run the ball well. They've got some nice weapons on the outside at receiver. But I'm still in that. But Jared Goff's their quarterback. How good can they really be? So they're one of the ones that I'm just kind of like, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. And that's the thing. He shows you. He kind of reminds me of Derek Carr in his second year. He shows you these flashes, replay some great games, and then he has some games where you kind of look and go, make some decisions where you think,
Now, and to be totally fair,
he was really good, no question.
To be totally fair, I'm not really bought into anybody is great this year. Like I said, I'm still wary of the Eagles. The Rams, the Vikings, the Saints, you name it. Any team with a good record this year, I'm kind of like, besides the Patriots. You know, I'm pretty sure the Patriots are legit. I like the Chiefs, but I'm not 100% sold on the Chiefs. But the Chiefs have wins over the Patriots and the Eagles, and that makes me go kind of, well, you're beating the other teams that most people think are good. Okay. But the Chiefs also have not played good football as of late.
Yeah. Chiefs first 5 weeks of the season, I think they were playing as well as any team we've seen in a while, frankly.
Yeah.
But not so much lately, and that's the thing. That's why it's so hard to stay consistent for a full season.
And the three teams they lost to, they lost three of their last four. Their one win was the Broncos, which, you know, we talked about the Broncos are horrible. Their three losses, Steelers, Raiders, Cowboys, all of those teams fall into the pretty good, but not – if you're a really good team, you probably shouldn't be losing to three of those teams in a row.
Yeah, you should have come out of that at least – at the very worst, 1-2.
Yeah.
So, I still think that part of it is they've had some injuries that have slowed them down a little bit. But I still like the Chiefs. But, man, they're without – if Hill gets hurt, that's just their biggest weapon in the passing game and in on special teams and everything.
Yeah.
That's a huge weapon for them to lose. So, like I says, Fred, I think you'll need something stronger than weed for those Texans, maybe heroin. I don't do heroin or coke or anything else. And just weed. So I'll be nice and serene for the game. I think it'd be kind of fun. Maybe I'll do a video of me watching the Texans while high.
Okay.
It's like, man, Bill
like
O'Brien.
Laramie Tunsil?
Yeah. 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 I'll get one of those masks. That's what I'll do. Probably not. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And, since you guys got Kareem Jacksonism, you're judging by what you first saw. You're judging Goff under Fisher, who's a bum. Dude has good coaching now. No, I'm judging him on this year, too. And I think they've done a very good job of, like, I thought the touchdown, the 94-yard touchdown, I love it when teams do that from deep in their own end zone. You have to be able to play action, and you've got a really good running back to play action with. Now, to be fair, Jadeveon Clowney was held on that play. And, yeah, Jonathan Joseph got beat badly, but Clowney was all but tackled, and it wasn't called. Having said that, no, that was a beautiful play and a beautiful play call, but, you know, and I thought he had to improve this year because last year he was complete garbage. But no, I'm not sold. Sorry. And I see a lot that I like, and I still see things that I don't like in him. Quick break.
He's getting there.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. If you want to get in, we'll have a gym of the day coming up next, and we'll get into some college football talk because there's a ton to get to. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. I'm in a much better mood now that Eric just walked in.
Yes.
The journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Florida to see Houston take on Jacksonville December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel downtown Jacksonville Riverfront, go to the football game at Everbank Field, play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN975. And just, you know, one thing on Jared Goff, and again, he's playing really well, and I'm, you know, I still don't know if he's going to be that elite guy. He's playing at a very good level right now. Let's always keep in mind, when you can run the ball well, It sets up your quarterback.
Makes you look
good. That's one of the things that Dak has benefited from, and that's not to downgrade him at all. Russell Wilson benefited from that early in his career when they could run the ball. It kept the defense off the field. It helps your defense. It helps your quarterback. You run off play action. And they have been able to do that so far very well. And I think the Jaguars are a good example of that. When they're doing that well, Blake Bortles doesn't lose games for you.
Let's also keep in mind that last year Jared Goff couldn't throw the ball well, and Todd Gurley suffered from it.
Yeah.
I mean, so it goes both ways.
It does, but I think if you can establish a run first, and it's so funny that they've devalued running backs so much when the reality is you still need that.
You still need it, but running backs just don't last. They don't have the
Goff,
shelf life.
15th in total QBR, technically 13th because two of the guys ahead of him are dead in Watson and Rodgers. So, you know.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Till next year. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right.
Jimmy, Fred.
Let this be a lesson to you if you decide to buy sex toys that have remotes.
Okay. I got fired for that once, if you recall.
Well, and apparently a...
Not for buying them, but for playing with them on the air.
Yeah, well, a Hong Kong-based sex toy company has a remote control vibrator.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, that's... Well, you guys kind of played around with that, something very similar, right?
It is similar, yeah.
Yeah, well, I hope this didn't happen, because apparently... It recorded the user sessions without their knowledge. So,
like recorded audio?
Yes, or? Audio file.
Ooh.
Lasting up to 6 minutes and was stored in the app's local folder. So users' audio was going to the company.
Where's the microphone on this toy is what I want to know.
Well, it's because it's an app.
Oh, so the phone has to be there?
Yeah, so you have the remotes on your app on the phone.
Interesting.
Just a warning, maybe you don't want to do that. Maybe you need to be a little bit careful about...
This is why I'm happy I'm a man and I don't need toys and playthings to masturbate.
I got a right hand. I don't need anything.
That's all you need.
Exactly.
I mean, it travels with you. Yeah. I mean, you can get it through security at the airport.
Yep.
Without a big to-do. Like, they never say, oh, well, what is this, sir? And, you know, hold it up to the light. I mean... It's always with you. Thank the Lord.
Unless you only have your arms have been chopped off, in which case.
Then it sucks.
Yeah.
Then it sucks. But then, I mean, a lot of things in your life suck if that happens. If your arms get chopped off, then your life's gone downhill. Let's face it.
That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Well, I'm stoked Derek's here. I was just thinking, I could really use a beer.
Oh, thank goodness.
Guess who walks in with beer?
Yeah. But it's always at the right time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just when you think you've had enough.
I didn't know you were coming. He was coming today. And so it's just like one of those pleasant surprises. It's like when your wife shows up in a negligee. I mean, it only happens once a year, but it's pretty cool, right?
Got a question for you. Looking at the AFC right now.
Yes.
It seems to me that, with the exception of the AFC South, the divisions are all pretty much wrapped up. I have a hard time seeing one of those teams that are lead, like Kansas City, Pittsburgh, or New England, giving up the leads that they've got.
The only one I'll dispute there is I still think the Raiders could pull it together enough.
Okay.
They've got another game with the Chiefs. They've already got a game in hand. So I that one I think is still up in the air because they're only two games behind them.
So let's play this game real quick. Predict the AFC playoffs right now.
Patriots 1 seed.
Okay.
Steelers 2 seed. That's the easy part, I think. Although I still think the Chiefs or Raiders could get the 2 seed.
Okay.
But I'll start with that. Those two in, right?
Those two in.
We'll agree?
Agreed.
I'll go... I think Chiefs still win the division.
Raiders are a wild card?
Raiders are a wild card.
Okay.
I think I'll go Titans AFC South with the Jags as a wild card.
So two playoff teams from the AFC South.
And not the Texans or Colts. The two teams that have won the last how many division titles?
Forever.
Yeah.
That's unreal.
But yeah, I because the other teams that would be in the mix would be the Ravens, who I've not seen enough out of to think they could get it together. The Bills are 5-4.
Ravens have so many injuries.
Yeah, and I think we all agree the Bills are
frauds.
I don't know if they're frauds, but I don't think they're as good as the Titans and Jaguars.
The Bills, let me tell you something.
Not Jaguars.
The Bills have lost to the Bengals and the Jets. You shouldn't be a playoff team if you lose those games. I'm dead serious here. If you lose games like that over the course of the season, you don't deserve to make the playoffs. The Bengals and Jets are horrible teams. The Bills lost to both of them. The Jets kind of, I mean, they beat the Jets once too, but the Jets this last time blew them out.
Montez also established Fisher sucks and coaching can make quarterbacks look much worse. Yeah, that, and he was a rookie and a guy coming out of a spread system too, so he wasn't going to be set up to succeed last year. And Gab said she'd be down to smoke weed with me and watch football, even if it is this season's Texans.
Look at you, Fred, making a pot friend.
There we go. There we go. I'm in. That's the only way to watch the Texans.
I say no to drugs. I say yes to Triangle Energy, though. Shopping for electricity rates, it's not fun. It's not as fun as Fred makes out his life to be. Triangle Energy is there to try to make it easier for you, though. They're a born and raised in Texas company that provides simple fixed rates. And what I mean by that is you're going to pay the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you use. There's no hidden fees. It's an easy, fast sign-up process. There's no gimmicks, no surprises on your bills, no gotcha. Sign up for the basic Eagle 12. That'll lock you in for 12 months at 8.7 cents. When you use our promo code ESPN, you're going to receive a weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill hits the mail. What are you waiting for? We're talking about an easy decision you can feel good about. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com, PUCT number 10064.